Hi, everybody. Well, today is our BBS radio show. Today is Friday. It's the 23rd of February, and we're in the year of 2017. So let's clear off the particular day here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And looks like we need to energize the light beam or beams on your monitor screen. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And if you have a situation happening, let's help you out with that. So here we go. Think of it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. We'll bring our co-host on, Kathy. Are you all ready to go, Kathy?
Hi, Ron. Yes. Hello, everyone. And as Ron said, today is Friday, February 23rd, 2018. This is Creation Lightship Healing with Ron Amatron, our host and ambassador to the Creation Lightship, which is another name for Source Energy. And on this program, BBS Radio Station 2, Friday nights at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, we discuss the healings and the clearings that Ron created and placed on his website, creationlightship.com. And so we refer to those quite often during the show, and people write in about them. And then tonight we have a Friday night, kind of our theme for part of the show is paranormal activity, which is things that kind of give you the creeps that happened and you don't really want to share with other people, or things you suspect that are... some kind of interference, and maybe Ron could shed some light on it for you. So that's what we talk about on this show. If you have any such incidences, please do send them to the radio show through the BBS Radio Creation Lightship page, which has a link to the fast chat feedback form that we use, and that goes to the inbox that I can read from. Also, you can email directly to our radio email, which is clsquestions@yahoo.com. And I'll be looking at the inbox for anything incoming, whether it be a response to any healings Ron's done or any of the conference call healings he's done, any testimonies you have or comments. We'll be happy to read them as soon as we can. And so speaking of conference calls, Ron, you have another one tomorrow, February 23rd, Saturday. It's the second of two on the skeletal rejuvenation. And maybe you could talk about that, Ron, if it's they can register still if they want. And it does begin at 1 o'clock Pacific time to about 3 o'clock Pacific time. We had one on the 17th, and now we're going to have another one tomorrow. So, Ron, if someone didn't attend the one on the 17th, can they still attend it tomorrow?
Yeah, they can, yeah. Just do a $20 donation, and what you're going to have is send the information over on the receipt, and from there, we'll send you over the login information. And the naturally, you have the ligaments, tendons, and cartilage, which will be clearing, so it won't matter if you're on the first call or not. So, although, you know, people who are on the first call will probably have more benefit, but other than that, you still have what's happening, so by all means, get on the call if you can. So that's 1 o'clock Pacific. And have some water ready to charge for the call. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, thanks. So you said you would email over the PIN number for the call. And so I just wanted to make sure people heard that, because I know some people paid for both of them already at the same time and probably would need to get the PIN number for this tomorrow's call if they haven't already. So Ron will send it to you. So let's see. Someone said that they're contemplating knee surgery and they've got a really severe situation on their knees. They are receiving healing from the calls. And they're going to be, I think, on this call tomorrow. But they're just wondering if, you know, I guess they're kind of wondering, will they still need to go ahead with surgery if they're contemplating it, even though they're on the calls? So what do you feel about that, Ron?
Yeah, I don't intervene with the medical profession. You know, what you have set up to do or what you're going to do is what you're doing. So I, you know, like to say, ask your doctor. But anyway, so get on the calls and just see if it helps you. That's the whole thing. So back to you.
Yeah, it helps, but it doesn't necessarily, you know, undo years and years of knee damage. So let's see. All right, so tonight is the Paranormal Friday, and I'm going to take some questions that were saved in the inbox for the more appropriate theme for tonight. And this one came on Tuesday, the 20th. And it's about someone who's feeling they're getting a strong mind energy, Ron. And what they did was they were finishing running one of your clearings online. And as the clearing came to an end, they thought they saw an eye, like a demon's eye, or like an eye from the Lord of the Rings movie, overlaid on top of the light being healer picture. And it said to them, I see you. And in any way, he's got the clearing called the Eliminating Alien Attack, and he's been clearing it, but he's wondering what this was. Was it an alien in his computer or what? Because it was some kind of entity. So he does feel the energy shooting at him. And I guess it's kind of strong, you know. So he's just kind of, I guess, looking for some direction of way to clear it. There is a website clearing on the alien attack.
Yeah, it may already be cleared anyway, you know. Remember, they can stop time. And when time is no longer moving, they can insert things. And so maybe you saw the insertion of a picture or something in the words as a superimposed a different movie set over what you were looking at in the now on the light beam. So, yeah, any of that could be possible. I don't think it'd be too disturbing. Just clear it out if you want and release it. Because anything is possible.
Yeah, it seems like he's getting mental images. He's getting mind energy sent to him even after the clearing. You know, it's beyond just the clearing.
You might want to do the mental barcode clearing, you know, do that one.
Yeah, or how about the mental clearing?
The mental, whole lifetime mental, maybe. If you haven't had that, you want to do that clearing because they're coming in some way, you know, to infect you. May want to do it's very similar, the mind matrix clearing is very similar to the mind barcode. So you may want to do that clearing, but it sounds like mind energy is what's connected to you.
I think he also ought to run the Eliminating Aliens, Sending Them Back to the Light audio.
Yeah,
while
that would
he's
work.
Doing the clearing.
That one. Yep.
Maybe somebody wants to go to the light, and they need to be sent to the light, you know, get their bus ticket.
Yeah, bus ticket out.
Yeah, I mean, I found that some of the listeners have sent in, who've been disturbed by these, you know, they do all the healings, they do the clearings, and then once in a while, there will be an alien hanging around that got left behind. It's trying to get their attention. I think maybe that's the case here. He's trying to get it's trying to get his attention, and it's bothering him to do so. And it's like a little kid that's kind of a brat, you know. It just won't stop until you do something. And maybe he could run the releasing aliens, sending aliens back to light audio while he's doing the clearings. just to do a thorough
That's a good suggestion. Yeah, very, very good suggestion.
Yeah, it just I've heard other people say that they've done that, and we all of us have learned. Once we got that audio clip that's on your Ron Amatron YouTube channel, once we got that audio clip, I know a lot of people have said that they run it constantly from room to room after people leave, when they're driving, when they go into the alien cafes, when they travel, when certain relatives come over, and then when they leave again, and then when they're doing the healings, and they—I mean, you can run it all the time. It's never not going to be useful. So it's just that people notice the difference. So okay, listener, that's good. Well, maybe try that and let us know if that helps. Thanks for your letter, and good luck. Okay, so another paranormal question came in. And this was a listener, Ron, who was driving on the highway, and when she got home, she noticed her bra was turned around, undone, and backwards. She didn't put it on that way, I'm sure. Do you have any comments about that, Ron?
Oh boy. Well. It's just one of those things, you know. This is where you would say, all the listening audience here would say, wow, well, better you than me. You know, so, okay, so now the person's listening, and they're kind of like, oh, my God, you know, this is aired now, and this is me listening. I could say, I hope that your underwear was proper. You know, but I'm not saying that, you know. So let's look at what the solution would be here. What I would do is, and I'm going to change this wording slightly. So instead of using the word timeline crashing or timeline, just use the word timeline matrix. Because the timeline sort of puts you like on a timeline. And the timeline kind of like recycles, and it like goes back in circles and circles and circles because you can't get off of the timeline. So let's just use a timeline matrix, which is an open-ended, maybe linear thing where it goes from A to B instead of going from A to B to A. And we'll use that term for, you know, timeline matrix. You want to get on there and clear that energy out of you. And from there, you may wish to put up that, the alien one where they're released off the planet here, running at the same time, because maybe it did happen here. Again, let's look at what you can do with this situation. So the alien attack page may be your best friend at this point. You may want to put unknown. And just type in what happened, and automatically that should connect to the alien races or race or whatever was out there doing this to you. And let's try to give it some horsepower so it can leave and leave you alone and maybe take off anything that happened to you during that experience here. Well, that's what I would suggest to. And if anybody else out there has something that they'd like to add, that would be very useful. It's really nice when people comment. And I do like hearing, you know, testimonials from people, even though it sounds like I don't relate to it when, you know, I say thank you or something. Because being where I am, these clearings are supposed to work. And it's very nice to have you say that you received the healing. But I don't really jump up and down because of that, because it's supposed to work. If it didn't work, then I would need to find out the reason why. So people do get lots of healings on whatever we do. And the testimonials are really for the people listening so that they can understand that, yeah, somebody received a healing or they feel better, which gives them the permission, we'll say, for them to also receive it. So, back to you.
Yes, validation from others is really important. and we're in this sort of dealing with spiritual auric field and etheric energy. And also, especially, we don't know Ron.
Now, talk about the Olympics here. That just popped in. I saw that the other night with the skaters. So we had the U.S. and Canada. And, you know, the last part of it was pretty, we'll say, intense because they both wanted to win. And then the U.S. happened to win for, you know, whatever reason. And the other team, the Canadians, were, like, completely devastated. And hearing the people talking, you know, they trained, you know, for 4 years, I guess, just to play this one game. So naturally you have winners and losers, as you would kind of look at it. And it's whenever I see that, or even in different games where there's competitions, which I don't normally watch, it's the sadness that happens to the people that didn't win. And then you have all the psychic attacks brought to them. And their whole life could be, you know, completely crushed because maybe they're too old. This is their last game at playing something, and they lost. Or maybe they fumbled or did something that they could have did better. You know, I imagine they all look at their game, oh, if I would have done this a little differently, we could have won the game. So it's the way it's set up for the aliens to take your energy. And unfortunately, you know, all these people need an emotional healing, you know, on both sides. Because after the U.S. players go through their process of winning and 6 months goes down the road, we'll say, and maybe the better-looking ladies get maybe a couple of, you know, jobs out of it or some kind of thing for advertising. The ones that aren't the cutest don't get anything because they don't, you know, they don't conform to the appearance that the advertisers would like. And so all of a sudden, you know, they're like left alone. They won this wonderful medal. And where are they now? You know, their name to fame is gone. And what do they do with their life? If they trained for 4 years just to do this one event, and now it's over with. So, you know, the whole process is they all need an emotional healing. So if the coaches are listening, get on PayPal, go to my website, and do this clearing for each one of your members on that team. And then also do a trauma clearing. So emotional first and trauma second. So we could do a clearing for yesterday. Remember, that would be the all 2 day. So it'd be 2/22/2018. So let's do that. Here we go. If you're connected to twos. So I'll count to 50 to release it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. I mean 30, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. And just see how that feels for you. So back to you, Kathy.
Oh, thanks, Ron. I felt that. So that number, the triple twos, well, actually, it was four twos in a row. I think there's some biblical references to the twos in a row, and also in the New Thought, New Age movement, there's angelic references to, in numerology, there's lots of meaning behind the triple twos, and here you have four twos, so... So that was a really good clearing. Thanks so much for doing that on behalf of everybody. And you also, listeners, can clear these numbers the day on your natal barcode removal clearing that Ron has online. It's really great for clearing numbers, dates, events, names, letters, historical things that might have happened, holidays, addresses, credit card numbers, phone numbers, that kind of thing. Anything related to you personally where you felt some sort of a, you know, some sort of an emotion and especially some sort of a memory that you can really relate to that particular day. So, Ron, someone's c- c- commented a couple of times that the natal barcode removal clearing itself seems to have changed, where it no longer shows the letter or no longer shows the number that's being cleared. And they're wondering, I guess, if this is a structural change, or if it really did change. Maybe you had a webmaster change the format and the style, or
not to my knowledge. So we'll have to see what that's all about. It shouldn't really be changed to my knowledge. So
yeah, I don't watch it anymore. I just look at what it does. It shows how much time it's going to take to clear, and that's it. But it used to run through every single number and letter and everything like that. But that it's been a while since that has been like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, it still works.
Yeah, great. I did a clearing last night. So I'd like to know if anybody has kind of felt this energy shifting. It has to do, I mean, you can send an email, to us on the show tonight and maybe tomorrow also. If you can't do it tonight, but I did a clearing that would take away the death sentence on your physical body. Remember, we know we have barcodes put on it, and taking those off is really a really big help. But there's also this energetic dark side energy being sent to us, off and on, maybe not as strong as other times, but it's there letting us always know that the physical body, is going to die. So I took that energy off. And so your body now has some hope of living. And remember, we've been doing the clearings for the mind of the body, which is your internal healer, a few cows in the past here. Then, we also are doing the ones for the mind barcode. And that's, how the matrix of the darkness connects to your mind. So this one here is one that eliminates or should eliminate the transmissions from the aliens to tell your body continuously that it's on the downhill slide to death. So remember, when you're first born, that's the first day of your dying. And so, this sounds kind of weird, but we don't talk about how the body is living and going to live more and more. Basically, you hit a certain age, maybe in the mid-20s, we'll say, and your body starts to decline. They don't really tell you that, typically, or you know about it, but you still feel fine. And then you get older, and you go, man, I can't do things that I used to do when I was younger. And so that could be contributed to, your body going through the aging process. And actually, it's, getting closer to death each day. So that energy should be released now. So now your body can go, whippy. I felt that I'd be dead in, 8 years, and now I feel great again, and I'm going to take off and, start doing extra healings on myself now because it's not going to be futile. So we'll just see if anybody felt the energy shift where they're freed up from the stigma of death. So back to you.
Okay, so please let Ron know if you felt that, if you were on the conference call yesterday. You mean the Thursday conference call, which was, the clone?
Yeah.
Release?
I did that last night. It was done last night.
Okay,
outside.
So hopefully that people who are listening tonight were on that call last night.
But if they weren't on that call
and they want that done, because they've been doing all this work on their mind of the body clearing and their mental barcode.
It's already done for everything. It's a healing that I did myself outside of the calls for everybody. That's
you mean it wasn't on the call?
No, it's done for every sentient being.
Oh, That was nice. I didn't understand that. Okay, you did that for everybody.
See how your body feels. Yeah, just check out your body and see if it has, I don't know, I can't say maybe less control of death, or it doesn't feel like it's in the death program that the aliens put on you. And it works with the mind energy. So, you know, your physical body will say, because you keep getting these transmissions, that, oh, you're going to die someday, and your body can't get away from it. So it starts to, you know, that's why I said depression is what the aliens want you to go into at the very end of your living process to become depressed. So if you're there, close to depression, you know, ready to, you know, to kick the bucket, now you have some hope, because they're not telling you subliminally all the time that, yeah, I'm going to die, I'm going to die, I'm going to die. And now it is like your body can say, well, I'm freed up from that energy, and I'm not being haunted by it, and now I'm going to start living. So we'll see how people feel about that. We'll see if we get any comments.
You said
hopefully, like
this was for sentient beings?
Yeah, it was for the planet and all living life forms that was created by the light.
That's huge. Well, it'll be interesting to see how the bodies respond now that it feels, maybe unconsciously, it feels more hope. Since you took that energy off, maybe it will be more responsive. And then if you're on the conference call tomorrow, you might feel that even more. If you, you know, some people don't feel the energy during the call, but they feel results later, or they know something's happening, but they can feel, like a lot of people said, they felt this buzzing inside their muscles and bones, or some kind of a, you know, energetic force field going on inside their bones last Saturday. And so some people might feel like that and more if they didn't already, because some people who were on the call, which I know there was quite a few people on the call, so it would be good to get more testimonies, you know, from people that felt something, because if you took that, all that draining negative energy off the body, wow, that, I mean, the depression and all that, the death sentence messages, that's fantastic. Okay, so everyone should, you know, maybe when they pay attention to the call tomorrow, and also if you're on the physical intensive that Ron does every month, the 25th, which is Sunday, will be the last physical intensive of the month until he resumes them in March. So let's return the favor, show our appreciation to Ron by letting him know how we felt. Even if you just want to send in a few words, it doesn't have to be anything too fancy for Ron. He just wants, you know, to see how, you know, he just wants to know that that you feel it, or if it made a difference for you. Because he did this for everyone, and you didn't have to be there. He just did it for everyone on his own time, which was very, very generous and magnanimous, because that's what you just said, everything that was created by source energy. Everyone and everything. Big thank you. Can't thank you enough for that. So let's see, Ron, your schedule while we're on the subject. Ron's schedule is posted for March partially on the website, creationlightship.com. It's in the process of being finished, so do check it frequently for the latest. But I can tell you now, and Ron and I already discussed the schedule, so listen to me, Ron, make sure I repeat this correctly. For the physical intensives, the month of March, Ron will hold them starting Saturday, March 3rd. That's the 3-hour one, Ascension Preparation, and then the 7-hour next day on Sunday, March 4th. Then Ron will continue the Sunday 7-hour physical rejuvenation healing teleconference on Sunday the 11th. Then during the week, he will be leaving for the New Life Expo that he goes to almost, he's gone to so many times in New York. And he'll be having a personal, he'll be there in person, let's see, the 16th, 17th, and 18th, and giving workshops there as well. The workshop schedule is posted on the New Life Expo website. You can look it up now if you'd like, and if you're planning to be there, make some plans or see if you're able to go to any of those. He has three of them. So Ram will be in New York the 16th, 17th, and 18th for a personal appearance. And he'll have his booth there, too, for the Creation Light Chip. The Light Infusion Chamber will be there for healing sessions. But I'm just discussing the calendar right now. More on that later. Okay, so Ron will then resume the physical intensive healing teleconference, 7-hour call on Sunday, March 25th, when he returns from New York. And that will be his schedule for March as far as the physical intensives and the expo goes. So that's a lot to fit in to a calendar for you, Ron, especially. We'll try to keep up with you. We'll do the best we can. So do check back on Ron's website, creationlightship.com, and click on the events link at the top. The webmaster is doing the best they can to keep up and keep everybody posted. Plus that, if you're on Ron's mailing list, you'll be getting notices and emails for the regularly scheduled conference calls that Ron offers every month. So back to the inbox, Ron. We've got some interesting one here about from a listener who happened to be listening when you did a shark attack clearing last week, and she had an experience with that. I want to read it to you, Ron. She wanted to thank the person who asked for that shark energy and attack clearing last week. She felt that clearing, and so she made her think to back around the age of 19. And what happened was she was snorkeling in the Florida Keys with her sister, and they were in the water, and a kid was yelling, "Shark, shark," and this was around the time the movie Jaws came out. Remember that movie, Ron, Jaws?
Oh, yeah, and, yeah, I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, that was indeed frightening. Okay, yeah. So anyway, she said she remembers laughing so hard. They lost track of time or place and could not swim back. They floated around the island and walked back to the place they were staying. So she just thought about that. She never would have thought about that and never thought to clear it. But looking back at it now, she wonders if she and her sister were abducted in the waters during that time when they got lost in the ocean.
Well,
timeline crashes.
Yeah, I would do the timeline, matrix timeline crashes on that. We'll use the word matrix. I would say that'd probably be a correct statement, yeah. Because it feels like there's something goopy going on, and plus being in Florida, I call that alien central. You know, that's where weird things happen, and the rich people, maybe the rich and famous, go there with their yachts, and they're, you know,
mm-hmm.
anyway, they're from that other energy that most people don't have here. So anyway, back to you.
So she wonders if this is in her soul family, too. Should she run the soul family clearing on her name and put shark attack next to it?
Yeah, that would be good. Uh-huh.
Okay, thank you, listener, for sending that in. So thank you for the solution, too, Ron. That was good. All right, so back to the inbox. Okay. So, Ron, here's a question from a listener who is concerned about doing a spirit barcode for someone he doesn't know personally but is well-known, renowned around the world as an evangelical preacher. He just passed away. And this evangelical preacher passed away this past week, and it got a lot of publicity. So there may be some people who followed this preacher in the 60s and 70s and 80s. He was on TV as well. He was famous for getting Christianity into the mainstream in the United States, but then it carried on throughout the world. Anyway, so he's wondering, since this person passed away, and he actually was a do-gooder trying to help people, was very sincere, he writes, and he says he just feels so sorry for people who were false light prophets. They don't know that they are that. They're just trying to help. And so he thinks maybe if someone was close to him and was, you know, just cares about him or anyone who passed away, could they do the spirit barcode removal for them once they hear they've passed away? Back to you, Ron.
Yeah, that would probably be, the answer is yes. But I would say you want to do it maybe, 7-10 days, something like that. 3 weeks might be kind of iffy. It depends how fast the spirit is taken. But you're probably good for a week. So, yeah, you could do that. And then you may want to also do, the emotional body to have that released. But the main thing would be the spirit, to get that out of here. Because if it had a lot of followers, chances are the dark side was using that, and it may want to put it down here pretty fast again to get more followers. And it could even be, popped in here in an older person to continue on that lineage of information. So, back to you.
Okay, Ron. Well, someone wants to know if they can should do the magnetic and twisted healing on their pets. She says
you can do any clearing, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and if you do it yourself, then you can do it for free for your pets. So, yeah, or just do it for your pet in general, too. And a lot of those clearings that you would be doing, that one I don't think is a like a whole lifetime one. But,
no.
You know, any whole lifetime, you know, if your pet's 5 years of age and pay the money for 5 years, which would be $25 on a whole lifetime clearing and do that. So if you have done different whole lifetime clearings, then magnetic twisted body clearing would be a benefit. If you only done maybe one or two of them, I would continue on and do more whole lifetime clearings and then do that, and get a twisted body clearing maybe after you've done maybe 8 to 10 clearings maybe on yourself and also on your pet, or just looking at your pet on your pet in general. So back to you.
Yes, this is regarding, this listener was regarding her horse. I'm just saying that so she recognizes that this was her question and you said yes. But it can be on any pet. So, Ron has generously allowed our animals to benefit from the healings too, which is great. Okay, so here's someone trying to get clarification on something, and maybe other people are wondering too, but she says is it still okay if we send you 4 whole life clearings that we paid for and get one free?
Yeah, this is for older people typically who have done clearings maybe 10 years ago or something. Some people maybe have done a bunch of clearings in the past and they may have the unlimited version, but they may want to get one or two more or something like that. And so instead of you going out and purchasing, you know, a new clearing, you know, you can just, you know, use the old one. So that would work fine. That's what it's designed for the older people. The newer ones would just be the buy one, get the next one for half price. So that's why I added that to that. And but you can double up on them. You can't use the four, then use those same four for another one to get half price. It doesn't work that way, which should be very obvious to everybody. So back to you.
Okay, thank you. So someone wrote in a comment about the X-Files TV show. The X-Files TV show from the late 80s, early 90s. They used to watch it and enjoy it, thought it was really bizarre, so abnormal, so out of this world, just unreal. So now season 11 has just begun, and they took a look at the reruns on Netflix of the first season from back in the late 80s and 90s, and realized with a chill that it was actually about disclosure of what's going on now. And you know, some of the things that we talk about on this show and other people talk about, you know, at expos and stuff and on the radio. So they got to thinking that if season 11, if those older shows of the X-Files was just actually a accurate prediction of what's going on now, does that necessarily indicate that the current season could be a projection of what will happen in years to come? They're just kind of like wondering. Any thoughts or comments, Ron?
Yeah, I would say more than likely that would be correct. When I was watching the X-Files a long time ago, yeah, it all seemed real to me then. So I didn't need to wait, you know, for 15 years, let's say, to go by or whatever, you know, to understand that that's, you know, what it is. I already saw that as being real. So it's like a primer, you know, and there's so many other shows out there, maybe in the last, 10 years, where they're bringing forth information that might look kind of far-fetched. I'm waiting for them to release, you know, those computers like they have on the newer movies. I've seen this computer on a submarine movie, the screen of it anyway, the monitor, you know, where it's like a glass screen, you can see through it. You know, there's many movies that have that, and they, you know, can move the screen with their hand back and forth, up and down, you know. And so I'm waiting for them to bring that out. I remember in the old days hearing something, this is probably like in the 60s, I think, and I heard about it or just read about it briefly or something, but they were showing that the cars of the future, instead of having a dashboard that you look at on your car, it would actually be the windshield. And the windshield would display everything that your dashboard would have on it. So you didn't have to take your eyes off of the road to see what speed you're going or stuff like that. It was already there, or how much gas you have, et cetera. And they haven't done that yet. But anyway, or maybe they have. Maybe it's off planet. Maybe they're using that on Mars or someplace, you know. So anyway, we'll see. But yeah, all that stuff is real, and they're using it, you know, on the show. So one way to look at it is, well, is what I'm viewing with all these players and people on the movie set, is the movie set on Earth, or do they just transport them out of time to some other location in the Beyondo where they're actually, these things are real and they're there all the time? So when you look at a movie set now and you see all this fancy stuff in the background and you go, wow, how could they get a warehouse that large and create all these pipes and stairs and different things, you know, that you see, where would they find that, you know? Well, it may not be here. It may be somewhere else. So the movie set and the Beyondo, or movie sets. So back to you. And the people would not know the difference. They'll just be zapped out of time. And they say, oh, here we are on the movie set. And they probably wouldn't question where they are because it's a movie set. So back to you.
Okay, well, it's just that that show was not a movie. It was a TV show, and it was particularly disturbing, I think, to think that a lot of that we saw, which we thought was so far-fetched at the time and unreal, was actually real and happening now. That was a TV show. So anyway, some people maybe don't feel the need to see what might be happening in the future. Don't need to watch it. Just because the season's coming out new, 11th season. Oh, my gosh. So another person sent you, Ron, the next email. It was a YouTube video was sent to you. Maybe you've had a chance to look at it. But I just wanted to read that. The title is called Shocking Footage of UFOs Attacking Each Other Over Nevada. Amazing that people can capture this, you know, and on a camera of some sort, and then post it on YouTube.
Yeah, I'll have to look at that to see if it's the time-traveling soldiers or if it's aliens fighting aliens. So I'll have to look at that at some point here. So back to you.
Okay, well, it's 51 after the hour, and I did want to mention that three people requested that you redo the date clearing for today that you did at the top of the show. You accidentally said 2017. So,
okay.
Could you please redo 2/23/2018?
Yeah, okay, we'll do. Yeah, here we go. So February 23rd, 2018. Here we go. So releasing the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. So if you did feel an energy change at the beginning of the show when I was clearing a year ago, that means that there's something attached to you or you're connected to something in the past a year ago. So it's good validation. So back to you. And I guess we probably got 10 minutes to go here, I think. So back to you.
Okay, next letter from earlier in the week, it made a comment on one of the shows about someone had an insignia of the Creation Lightship tattooed and on them. You saw it at the booth when you were at the Conscious Life Expo, I think you mentioned it. And so this person is asking for clarification. What did you say about having this insignia with you or on you? Did you say that would help us be found at Ascension?
Okay. Yeah, the person is back east. And I normally, he comes to the event typically if he can. And yeah, I think it's, he probably put it on maybe 5 or 6 years ago. And he wanted to make sure that at Ascension time, having that frequency on his body would guarantee him the way out. And that is correct. I'm not saying for all of you to get a tattoo of the Lightship insignia or anything, but he is dedicated, okay? And it's beautiful looking. So, and it's on his forearm. So it's probably, I don't know, I'd say 10 inches, in length of the Lightship insignia. And he's a very nice gentleman. So, back to you.
And also, the second part of her question is, can she obtain permission to copy that insignia and then carry it with her?
I need to see that on an email. So, yeah, I get an email on that one.
Don't you normally, when you have like a at the expos, you have those available and they're activated?
Yeah, the insignia would be activated. Yeah.
So I think that's what she's asking, in a way. You can't just carry, I mean, if you just carried it on a piece of paper with you, that's not the same as having the tattoo or, you know, what this other person you're talking about did, is it?
Well, when we sell the pictures at the expos, I activate them with the energy, you know, of the light ship. So that would have the 12 source energies activated in it. Just copying the picture, you know, on a computer and printing it out won't have any energy on it. So you'd need to purchase the picture so I can energize it.
Okay, because like you said, the person with the tattoos wearing it is a very dedicated...
Yeah, and I did energize that for him. And he did ask permission before that if he could have a tattoo of that put on him, yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I don't know if you said that before, but that makes sense. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so I would. Ron has a lot of really great. Well, I should say, you know, I don't know what kind of word to use to describe them, Ron, but they're beautiful. They're like kind of like images of what you expect to see on the creation light ship, heaven, whatever kind of paradise, whatever word you want to use. But there's animals, images, the light beings, all these beautiful pictures that are carefully selected and offered for a very small amount of money at the expos, where Ron is can personally activated for you. And there's a wider selection of those at the expos than are at the on his website. I mean, the website has some nice ones too. But there's just an expanded line now that they bring to the expos. So it just, you can get the Creation Lightship insignia or any of those off of the website as well. Ron can activate it for you once you get it in the mail. So that's how that works. But those are very nice to have around. You can hang them on your walls in different areas. Let's say you can bring one to your workplace. You can have one in your reception area, in your home, in your kitchen, your personal spaces. They make a huge difference. Even pets, especially pets, feel the energy in there in certain rooms. They are amazing to have. And also the Merkaba that you can have Ron activate according to your own personal light codes, your blueprint. Is that right, Ron? Your blueprint, isn't it? Spiritual blueprint, the Merkaba?
Yeah, it does resonate right back to you, and it can charge you up when you're low or down on energy. It's just wonderful. Just walking, you know, having it like maybe in your hallway, for instance, just walking by, it will energize you, because it is you there to help balance you. So back to you.
If you're wondering what a Merkaba is, if you go to Ron's website, creationlightship.com, and look on the right side, you can see something that, you know, under collages, I think there's some examples of the Merkaba there. Also, on the left side, there's a link for, well, I hope it's still there, for, I think it's a pure divine energy. No, let me see. There is a link there for those particular pictures you can get for, oh, here it is. Under personal divine activations, it says divinely activated pictures. If you click on that, you can order those. People do, and they like to have them for the times that they don't have, you know, the light being on the computer up, or just in those areas you can't put a computer. You want to bring one to the office, you know, obviously you aren't going to run your light beings in the office too often or your workplace. Okay, so thanks for explaining that, Ron, and So I just again want to remind everyone, in case you turned in late, that tomorrow is the second of a two-session series on the body skeletal tune-up. And it's not too late to purchase it if you haven't already. It's $20. And the time is of start is 1 o'clock Pacific to about 3 o'clock Pacific. And Ron does activate water for us during the call. Does a lot of other things, too, besides what you'd expect. So it's a lot of benefit to be on the call. And, Ron, would you please, again, verify if we can be absentee?
Yes, you can be absentee. All calls that you that I have, you're automatically absentee, and the option for you is to be live on the call. So when you purchase, like, say, a call for, say, Tuesday, and, you know, you're planning to be on the call, you have the phone number and the PIN number, and for some reason you can't be, well, you're automatically on that call, even if you don't call in. So the first thing is you're always on the call, and if I tell you, you cannot be absentee. So you're on the call absentee, number one. And number two, then it's your choice if you choose to be on the call live. So back to you.
Okay, so in the final few minutes, Ron, I'm going to read some testimonies that came in for the wonderful magnanimous healing you just did for every sentient being on the planet last night, where you took the energy off of the programmed death sentence of a physical body. And so here's one person's experience. Ron, I can feel the energy shift. I feel very inspired right now and feel like I have extra energy that I'm busting to use. I'm very inspired to do my hobbies and creative work. Thanks a bunch. Another one. Yes, I woke up feeling unusually clear, light, and positive this morning. Thank you so much. This morning, I wondered why I had so much energy and my legs weren't sore. I was bouncing around the house, felt like doing housework, putting things away, finished projects I had procrastinated on, enjoyed that, noticed the day, things I don't normally do. I felt good. Now I know why. Here's another one. I'm confused. If Ron did this clearing during his Thursday show on BBS, I was not able to hear the show because BBS was having technical problems. Or did Ron do the healing on the conference call? Hmm. Okay, I think
nope, it was done last night. I can't,
it wasn't on a show.
It was not on a show. It happened, you know, my own time, probably between, I could just say generally between 10 p.m. to maybe 2 p.m. California time last night.
So, okay, this was Ron's own time. Nobody knew. Nobody was there. Just Ron. Yeah, that was great, Ron. So, here's another testimony. Hi, Ron. I did feel it. Actually, I was doing my mind of the body death barcodes at the time, but I am just on 24 of 98. But I felt hope. I thought it was because I was progressing towards the goal. While that is true, now I think it is because of the healing Ron did for us last night, Thursday. I am doing the rest of them with a lighter heart and spirit. Thank you so much. You know, I think that's a good point this person brings up, Ron, because it is a little overwhelming when you have a lot of barcodes to clear on different healings, and just thinking about it feels like such a task. So this person kind of might give other people a little bit more, you know, motivation to finish their barcode removals. So that's a good point. Thank you for writing, everyone. I know there's more in here, and there will be more tomorrow. Ron has another show tomorrow, 7 o'clock, Station 2 on BBS Radio. And so the next co-host will continue to read the ones that I couldn't get to tonight. And if you'll continue to also send them tomorrow as you start to notice things in your life that might be different, what Ron was talking about, the hope, that maybe something motivates you, feel better somehow. And then also we'll be on the conference call at 1 o'clock tomorrow if you're registered. Ron, it's 5 after, so back over to you for anything final, any final words.
Okay. Here we go, everybody. Hope to see you on the call tomorrow, 1 o'clock Pacific, and let's do the Mind to Heart Drop. So you want to command your spirit out loud. So you say, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, and we'll come from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times so you can actually feel your thoughts moving down to your heart and open up the energy channel. So here we go. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody. So say thank you, Kathy. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. Thank you, listeners. And enjoy your freedom of your body for maybe a longer lifespan and taking away your body's anxiety of death, the curse of death. So that is off. So blessings, everybody. See you later. Thank you for listening.